You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Yesterday, we were checking out a story. I think it was on Reddit, but it was a woman who was talking about, essentially, if we had to put this in some sort of bracket, you know, maybe give it a headline. She was like, "Help, my new in-laws want to go with us on our honeymoon." And it was this whole piece about how the groom's parents wanted to come along on the honeymoon. They wanted to stay in the same hotel. In fact, they actually booked it, mm-hmm. right? So, you know, the bride-to-be finds out that she's going to be staying with her husband at such and such hotel in a nice resort area. And the next thing you know, the groom's parents have a room booked there. And it was this whole thread going back and forth. We mentioned something about it yesterday that we were going to be talking about today, and we've already got responses from people. May I read?
Please. What did we get?
Leona says, "My parents went with us on our honeymoon. We had most of our meals together and went on some tours together. Everyone had a great time." That's from Leona.
All right. It worked.
Kendra says, "I think full family honeymoons are sweet, and I'd like to see more couples do it." Mm-hmm. On the other side of the issue, Jasmine says, "My husband told me his parents wanted to go with us on our honeymoon, and they offered to pay for everything. I told my husband that if he didn't put the kibosh on that right away, there would be no wedding. I'd rather go on a cheaper honeymoon alone than a first-class honeymoon with his family tagging along."
That's just crazy talk right there.
So
it's insane.
You got both sides weighing in here. The people who are like, "I think it's sweet." Yeah. And the other people are like, "What?"
That lady gave up like a high-class, five-star honeymoon. She gave that up for free? Come on.
I certainly would.
No way. You take that and run. You're not going to be hanging out the entire time.
I don't know. Look at Leona. She says they had most of their meals together and they went on tours together.
Most of the meals. So they weren't 100% together. It's not like your mom's in the room either, sitting there in that weird chair in the corner.
Be honest with me. Because you guys went to Mexico, right, for your honeymoon?
Yes, Playa.
Yeah, Playa. Be honest with me. Was there at least discussion about your mom going? Be honest.
No. It was 1,000 years ago.
Do I need to check with Nicole?
You could. I don't think so.
Because I would believe that it at least came up.
I don't think so with the whole rigmarole of our wedding of having to postpone it because of family arguments and stuff. There was nothing brought up about the honeymoon. But looking at it now,
you're in
favor?
I think
they'd be okay with it. I mean, you're just all kind of going on vacation together, and I think my mom and dad would split off and do their own excursions and their own sightseeing or whatever they need to do, and we could lay on the beach together and be just fine.
How about a year later, you go on a vacation together? Put it off right now.
But it's the whole thing is, like, if somebody else is paying for it too, deal with it. Deal with it. Why not? What? Well, like, there's multiple reasons why not, but really.
Yeah, where do I begin?
Not that big a deal.
This might need to be a five calls says it all.
After the first couple days of being together, because we were gone for like a week, the first couple days, you're kind of like, okay, now what? We booked this trip about 4 days too long.
My
really,
goodness.
Once you're done making sweet, sweet love and eating your meals together, and then you're kind of like, eh.
As I recall, there was even a photo that Nicole took from your honeymoon of you at the hotel lobby computer checking your
work. I was
working.
Email. Yeah, I was like, what's
you
going on at work? Yeah, that's fine. It's after day two or three, you're probably looking for some companionship, or you're desperately trying to make friends at the resort or something.
You know, the reason this show works, and it's the number one show in Denver, is because we have a lot in common, but we don't have everything in common.
That's true. I know.
Not this.
At all.
Five calls says it all. Do not be afraid to sound off either way. If you think that going on a honeymoon with in-laws is a super cool idea. Here's, is it Murray? Am I pronouncing your name right?
Yes, you nailed it.
Welcome to the show. What do you think about this?
I think it's ridiculous. If you need help having fun on your honeymoon, your marriage is doomed.
Well, who says you still can't have fun? You're still having
That's
fun.
Great.
It's just by day two or three, you're not having as much fun.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, you are. I've been on a honeymoon. Trust me, day two or three, you're still having a great time.
Ooh,
you don't need
girl.
Parents there.
Mm-mm.
What if they pay for it? Don't you kind of feel obligated to, like, you know, have them tag along? They're dropping thousands of dollars for you.
No, that's called a gift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what? I paid for my son and daughter-in-law's honeymoon. That was my gift for them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't go along with them.
You should have. It'd been great. Selfies
Marie,
together.
I'm glad you called. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Thanks for being on the show.
Where'd they go?
They went to Hawaii.
Nice, Dom.
Here's Bree. Hello, Bree. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
So what do you think?
No, definitely not.
No,
oh, man.
No,
what a bunch of fuddy duddies.
You have the rest of your life to deal with your in-laws. So take the time you have away from them and enjoy it.
Well, this is the perfect time to
go
and bond with them, though, and create an incredible foundation for the rest of your life together.
I thought that's what you were supposed to be doing with your spouse.
Well, you marry the family, too. You know that whole saying. You marry
yes,
the
you do.
Build a great foundation with the in-laws, too, while
Which
they're there.
Which is all the more reason to take whatever break you can and get the hell away.
Yes.
Right, Breen?
Definitely.
Have a great day. Thank you for taking the time.
I'm really trying to sell this. I'm trying.
Nobody's buying it. Nobody.
I'm not even buying it myself.
Unless Joy Lynn thinks that's just a great idea.
Yeah. What do you think?
What do you think?
Not a chance in hell. Nope.
Oh, come on.
I thought for sure we'd get at least one call.
I know.
I thought we'd get one call, like, because we've got Facebook messages from people who think it's a great idea, but we're not getting any calls from people who think it's a great idea.
They're scared.
Yeah, we actually ended up eloping because our family got crazy for the wedding. So we spent 9 days on the beach away from everybody and didn't invite anyone. It was the best.
Oh, sounds really good, actually.
That's fantastic. Where did you go?
We went to St. Thomas.
Oh, beautiful. Nine days away from everybody.
Married on the beach. Yep,
you didn't get bored by like day three? You weren't bored?
Bored?
No, we had a room right on the water. There was a hammock. I basically lived in a hammock.
You can only sit in the hammock so much. I mean,
you got to remember, Joy Lynn, where Jeremy's coming from. He doesn't want to be out of Littleton for more than an hour.
Yeah, I can get a hammock in Littleton.
I have a hammock in my backyard, but I don't have a beach with white sand in my backyard.
It's in my underpants.
Thanks for calling. Have a fun day, okay?
Bye.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
You don't want to see me tugging at my underpants for 9 days. That's just, it's not romantic at all.
Hello, April. Welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
So far, it has been unanimous that this is a bad idea. What side are you on?
I am absolutely with the crowd. Absolutely not.
Anything else you want to say about it?
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah, no, I mean, honestly, everybody else before me has, like, nailed it. You cannot take a trip without your in-laws or your parents or whatever. There is a serious problem.
Did you go on a honeymoon, April? Are you married?
Yeah.
Where'd you go?
I am, yep. We actually came to Colorado. We were both from Michigan, and so we came out here to check it out and moved out here. So
beautiful.
That's a great honeymoon.
I love it. Well, I'm glad you moved out here, and thank you for listening to the show. Have a fun day, okay?
Thanks. You guys, too.
Bye.
Appreciate it. Time for one more. Is this a dude? Hey, Taylor, welcome.
It is a dude.
What do you think?
Oh, I think it's fine, but depends. Same thing like Jeremy was saying. If it's a short trip, you're probably okay, but if it's longer, my honeymoon was kind of long. Hopefully my wife doesn't listen to this, and I remember thinking this would be a pretty good time with the family. Like, if we had all the family out there.
Thank you.
What is like with all you mamas?
Thank you. Taylor's right.
So many mamas boys out there.
Halfway
today.
Through your trip, you're kind of like, ho-hum, okay, now what? We've told each other we love each other 1,000 times.
Right.
I just need somebody else to have conversation with.
Yep.
I hope your wife heard this, Taylor.
No, she caught me on one you guys replayed a long time ago, so we can't. Mm-hmm.
I will tell you, my sweet knickknack has heard this conversation, and her text to me was, wow, .. you're such an ass. So.
All right, I'm going to hang up then. Great talking to you guys.
Yeah, see you later.
Taylor and Jeremy, this is for you.
Yeah, this was Brian. Bye.
Yeah, man babies. Mm-hmm.
Go have a great day, buddy. Thanks
see
for
you,
being on the show. You guys are completely overwhelmed,
whatever.
Though.
Trips get boring.
Yeah.